From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. An estimated 800,000 government employees who are either working without pay or furloughed will miss out on a second paycheck Friday if the partial government shutdown continues. This creates an additional complication for federal workers who have to make child support payments. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Laws about child support vary from state to state, but there are similarities. Late payers pay penalties and delinquent amounts accrue interest. That's why Matthew Blado, a family law attorney in San Diego, has been hearing from federal employees who owe child support payments.
So they're calling us asking, what should we do? We know we don't want to violate the court order, but we also don't have the money to pay this.
One answer? Ask a family court judge for an order deferring the payment until the shutdown ends. But that can be complicated, says Jennifer Hendricks, who teaches at the University of Colorado's law school.
Getting a modification to child support usually requires showing that this is a long-term change in your income. And of course, no one knows how long the shutdown is going to last.
And according to Catherine Ross, family law professor at George Washington University, even if it's granted,
you can't get any relief moving backward for not paying.
And it may be hard to get into family court. In Washington, D.C., for example, where lots of federal workers live, those courts are federally funded. And if the shutdown continues, they'll run out of money pretty soon. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.